This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Em, let's say you're out shopping and apples are on special.
Yes.
Okay.
You decide, green or red? What are we going with?
Red.
Okay. Red. I'm really just painting a picture.
You decide to buy some, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you fill your bag with an odd number or an even number of apples?
I would say probably an odd.
One for every weekday. What about if you were buying socks? Would you buy two or three pairs, an odd or even number?
I don't know. Maybe even.
Even? Mm. I would go even too. Mm.
I don't know. There's something about two socks and then you want, you know.
Would you feel uncomfortable if you bought an odd number of socks, an odd pair of socks? You know what I mean? Like you bought three instead of, say, four pair.
Maybe.
I think it's really weird because do we have a bias towards odd and even numbers? And the other question is, how do we know if it's an odd or even number? Obviously, we're taught these things in school, but it turns out that the honeybee might also be able to tell the difference between an odd and even number.
Wow.
I know. Dr. Scarlett Howard is from the School of Biological Sciences at Monash University. Joins us on the line. Scarlett, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi. Great to be on.
Scarlett, tell us a little bit about the honeybee. How good are they at maths?
They are surprising us all the time with how good they are at maths. So we've been able to see that they can do arithmetic, like plus and minus, and that they can value zero, so put it along the number line, and now that they can differentiate between odd and even.
Wow, that's an amazing feat. How were you able to see that they could recognise the difference between odd and even numbers?
So it does involve a fair bit of training. So I do spend a lot of my time at my job training bees. We give them sugar if they land on a card containing numbers that are even. So, you know, like something like four black circles. And then that's against something that might be like five, you know, black circles as well. And then they would get a punishment if they landed on that of just a bitter tasting substance they don't like. So they're always trying to look for the sugar. And over time, when we show them all different comparisons of numbers, always odd and even, eventually they learn that, okay, this is the number I should be going to. I should always go to an even number.
Scarlett, how many numbers can, like you just spoke in like four and five, can we go all the way to like 27, or is that just a little bit ludicrous?
We went up to 12, which that in itself is very impressive for bees. So we didn't go past that, but they were able to categorize the numbers 1 to 12.
Wow.
That's absolutely fascinating. Are they good learners? Like are some able to learn quicker than others?
Yeah, you do see variation. They're quite individualistic, which is not something you expect to hear about insects, but they do all learn in different ways. And so some will acquire the concept a lot quicker, and others will need more time, just like humans.
Speaking of humans, Warren and I were just having a chat about how, you know, maybe if we're buying apples or socks, we have a preference when it comes to odd and even numbers. Is that a thing? Do humans have a bias when it comes to odd and evens?
Yeah, we do actually. So we're actually more biased to even numbers. So we're quicker at categorising them, and we're more accurate at categorising numbers when they're even than when they're odd. And we also tend to associate some words with odd and even, which shows that we have even more of a bias. So even as being right and odd as being left.
Right. Interesting.
So, Scarlett, if a bee can do the maths easily when it comes to, you know, distinguishing odd and even numbers, does that mean their brains are really smart, or is it that our brains are not as smart as we think we are?
That's a really good question. I won't start to compare human brains and honeybee brains, but what I think it might mean is that it could mean a few things, and one of those is that the task isn't as difficult as what we think it is. or that we're doing it in different ways. So we might be doing it, we can do odd and even categorization a number of ways. We can use just memorization, where we know that numbers ending in 1, 3, 5 or 7 are odd and others are even. Or we could divide a number by 2, which is a little bit more complex. Or we could count the number one by one if we see an array of objects and then decide if it's odd or even. Whereas bees might be doing something very simple. They might be using something like memorization or, you know, pairing elements and knowing that there's one left over, which means it must be odd, and that will give me a bitter tasting substance that I don't really want. But the fact is we don't really know how they're doing it, so we can't compare yet if humans are more or less smart than a bee.
We're chatting with Dr. Scarlett Howard from the School of Biological Science at Monash University about honeybees and how they might be the only other animal that can tell the difference between odd and even numbers. Scarlett, why is this important? Why do we need to know that bees like us can differentiate?
Again, I guess this question has a number of answers. Number one, and this is one I sort of try and push quite often, is that I think the more that we understand about the animals that we sort of share this planet with is always good, and finding out that they're more intelligent and more clever than we thought sort of gives us a different perspective on them and maybe makes people think a little bit more about them and about their existence and why we should be looking after it. And the second part is actually quite different, and I would say it leads to the development of more efficient and effective computer processes or computer speeds and that sort of thing. So we also ran this experiment with an artificial neural network, so a small mini computer brain, small AI, and showed it could also do the task, which sort of leads us to think that looking at honeybees and what they can do with such a tiny brain will help us develop more efficient and effective computers.
Scarlett, I think this research is absolutely fascinating. We'll let you get back to your classroom of bees. Have you got a blackboard?
Yeah, for the bees.
Perfect.
Thanks, Scarlett. Thanks for chatting with us on Joy Drive.
Thank you.
Bye. Dr. Scarlett Howard from the School of Biological Sciences at Monash University. How fascinating, eh?
So fascinating. One last time for the day.
That we do have that bias as well towards even.
Yeah. Yeah, genuinely. So amazing.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.